Track 3, The Rose Garden, A Scrumper's Paradise.
We children would steal the Manor Park orchard fruits. There was a wonderful kitchen garden, a rose and flower garden, a vegetable one and a stream running underneath to water them. We paddled in the stream in the grounds. I always fell in. I used to go home with wet stockings and get sent to bed. Many times my gran would come to church gate in her rustling taffeta silk gown and spotless white apron, a neckerchief blowing, and show me up all the way home when I was late for tea.
See what I mean about Miss Bennet? I bet all that lovely fruit was very tempting to a young child, though. Right, come on. We need to head through the rose garden towards that red brick wall at the far end. His lordship had a fine greenhouse built up against that wall. It was full of exotic fruits, like common folk could only dream of sampling. Imagine grapes, oranges and grapefruit dangling invitingly behind the glass. After passing by the former greenhouse, turn left to cross the river once again. Now keep right and follow the winding path uphill, exiting the park onto Church Close, locally known as Town End. Turn right along Church Walk, the original east-west road through Glossopdale, and follow the public footpath. Our next stop is beside the old Glossop Trail lamppost plaque, between the old Duke of Norfolk School and the parish church. We'll see a few of these plaques during the walk. They provide lovely tidbits of information and old photographs concerning old Glossop.